Recipes. This month's recipes were submitted by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Massachusetts. Yankee Doodle Casserole by Al and Gloria Evans. Gloria Evans serves as Affiliate First Vice President. Al is a member of the NFB of Massachusetts Board of Directors and also edits the state newsletter, The Town Crier. Ingredients. 8 ounces medium noodles, half package. 1 pound ground beef. 8 ounces sour cream. 8 ounces cottage cheese. 1/3 cup chopped green pepper. 1/3 cup chopped onion. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/4 teaspoon dried basil. 1/4 teaspoon pepper. 1/2 teaspoon salt, optional. 8 ounce canned tomato sauce. 1/2 cup grated medium cheddar cheese. Method. Cook noodles in boiling water according to package directions. Do not overcook. Drain and set aside. Break ground beef into small chunks and cook in a frying pan with a small amount of vegetable oil until ground beef is thoroughly done. Add tomato sauce and allow mixture to simmer for 5 minutes. Remove from heat. In a large mixing bowl, combine noodles, onion, green pepper, cottage cheese, sour cream, garlic powder, basil, pepper, and salt. Mix thoroughly. Add ground beef and tomato sauce. Mix again thoroughly. Place in greased casserole dish, top with grated cheese, and cook uncovered in 350-degree oven for 35 minutes or until mixture is hot and bubbly. Serves 4. Pork chops and cumin rice by Gloria Evans. Ingredients. 1/2 cup uncooked long grain rice. 1 cup chicken broth. 1/3 cup chopped green pepper. 1/3 cup chopped onion. 1/4 teaspoon ground cumin. 1/4 teaspoon pepper. 1/2 teaspoon salt, optional. 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce. 2 center-cut pork chops. Method. Pour uncooked rice into casserole dish. Add all other ingredients except pork chops and stir thoroughly. In frying pan, place small amount of vegetable oil and brown pork chops about 3 minutes on each side. Transfer chops from frying pan and arrange on the rice mixture in the casserole dish. Pour pan drippings over mixture. Cover casserole dish, place in 350-degree oven, and cook for 35 minutes or until rice has absorbed the liquid. Serves 2. Chinese Chicken with Rice by Michelle Gagnon. Michelle Gagnon is the NFB of Massachusetts Office Secretary. She has worked with our president for over 10 years. Priscilla Ferris says, "I don't know how to manage without her." Ingredients. 1 whole breast of chicken. 1 tablespoon soy sauce. Salt and pepper to taste. 1/4 cup cooking oil. 1 large rib celery, cut into finger-sized pieces, about 1/2 cup. 1 small can mushrooms, drained. 1 green pepper, cut into 8 pieces. 3 tomatoes, cut into quarters, 1 1/2 cups chicken broth, 2 tablespoons cornstarch. Method. Remove raw chicken from bones and cut into finger-sized pieces. Place in bowl with soy sauce, salt, and pepper. Toss well to coat chicken. Place oil in large skillet. Mix celery, mushrooms, green pepper chunks, and 1/2 cup broth in small bowl. Over medium heat, cook chicken in prepared skillet for 3 minutes. Add vegetables and 1/2 cup broth from small bowl. Cover and simmer for 5 minutes. Add tomatoes and another 1/2 cup broth. Cover again and cook for 5 more minutes. Mix cornstarch in remaining 1/2 cup broth and stir well to dissolve all lumps. Add to chicken in skillet. Cook, stirring gently, for about 3 minutes. Mixture will thicken slightly. Serve hot over rice. To cook rice, bring to boil 1 1/2 cups water. Add 1 1/2 cups of minute rice and 1 tablespoon of butter. Stir well and cover. Remove from heat and let stand for 5 minutes. Serve hot. Variations. Shrimp or strips of pork loin or cooked beef can be substituted for the chicken. 1 cup drained pineapple chunks may be added with tomatoes. Traditional Sugar Cookies by Michelle Gagnon. Ingredients. 3/4 cup shortening, part butter or margarine, softened. 1 cup sugar, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract or 1/2 teaspoon lemon extract, 2 1/2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Method. Mix shortening, sugar, eggs, and flavoring thoroughly. Blend in flour, baking powder, and salt. Cover or wrap tightly in plastic wrap and chill at least 1 hour. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Roll dough about 1/8 inch thick on a lightly floured cutting board. Cut into desired shapes and place on ungreased baking sheet. Bake 6 to 8 minutes or until cookies are lightly browned. Makes about 4 dozen. Crockpot Stew by Priscilla Ferris. There is a photo, the caption, Priscilla Ferris. Priscilla Ferris has served as president of the NFB of Massachusetts for almost 24 years. She also served for 18 years on the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors. Ingredients. 1 pound lean hamburger. 1 pound kielbasa sliced. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon oregano. 1/4 teaspoon basil. 1 envelope onion soup mix, 6 cups boiling water, 1 29-ounce can whole tomatoes, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, 1 cup celery, sliced, 1 cup carrots, sliced, 1 cup uncooked macaroni or noodles. Method: brown and drain hamburger and kielbasa. Place in crock pot. Add salt, oregano, basil, and soup mix. Stir in water, tomatoes, and soy sauce. Add celery and carrots. Cook up to 10 hours on low or 4 to 5 hours on high. During last half hour, add noodles. Serve hot. Kahlua Chocolate Strawberries by Priscilla Ferris. Ingredients: 6 ounces semi-sweet chocolate pieces, 1/3 cup Kahlua, 1/2 cup sweetened condensed milk, 2 to 3 pints fresh strawberries. Method: in top of double boiler, melt chocolate over simmering water. Add milk. Remove from heat. Add Kahlua and whisk until smooth. Cool until thick about 1 hour. Mix about 1 cup sauce. Hand dip firm, dry, unhulled strawberries in chocolate. Fruit can be refrigerated up to 4 hours. Excellent served chilled, or have guests dip their own.